This episode is brought to you by Intuit, the technology platform that brings financial confidence with products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. You might have learned the recorder in school, but probably not how to navigate the financial world. Luckily, Intuit's on a mission to help with the free Intuit for Education program. It provides students with the lessons to learn essential skills, like how to build credit, file taxes, and budget. Check out their free resources at intuit.com/education.
Facebook is once again making news, but this time, and finally, it's not for something bad. CEO Mark Zuckerberg recently announced the company is changing its parent name to Meta. The name change is the company's way of showing users that it's more than just a giant social network, according to Zuckerberg, and that it plans on ushering in what is called the metaverse. I'm Jason Cipriani with Jason Perlow, and on this episode of Jason Squared, we're going to discuss the name change and what it means for Facebook. Sorry, I mean Meta. What is it? I don't know. All right, Perlow, Facebook. What exactly are we? What did Zuck announce? I don't get this.
Yeah, so you know, Facebook announced that it would be changing the name of its parent company to Meta. Right. And I guess we're going to go into what the Meta actually means in a bit. But I kind of felt that this was a, a bait and switch sort of thing based on all the distract people from all the bad news that they've been having lately, in the media and being drawn and quartered in front of Congress, so to speak. Recently.
Yeah, the timing of this name change was very good for them. You know, just a couple of weeks after the Facebook papers. Actually, the name change came a couple of days after the Facebook papers all were published by various news outlets detailing, you know, these are leaked documents that come inside from inside Facebook that show, you know, they were targeting users as young as age 6 in some of their plans, which is ridiculous when you are supposed to technically be 13 to even have an account. Mm-hmm. But the one lesson I learned here is if I ever screw up really bad in life, like, let's say I go out and I hurt a lot of people physically, emotionally, whatever, I get arrested. Instead of owning up to it and doing the right thing, here's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to change my name. I mean, that's kind of what it feels like Facebook is doing here, right? They've hurt millions, if not billions of people and impacted, you know, various elections and other stuff around the world, like we've talked about. And yet name change is just a clean slate for them, I think, right?
So, you know, this timing obviously does seem particularly auspicious, you know, considering this is happening under the heels of a huge whistleblower exposure of thousands of pages of leaked information, which is, as you said, now called the Facebook papers, to the Washington Post and multiple other news sources, right? You know, and there's been very few times in history that we have seen a leak this big go to multiple newspapers and media outlets at once, and then publishing articles in a coordinated fashion, right? So the magnitude of this is immense, right?
Yeah.
So the immediate reaction is, you know, this is some type of attempt to repair brand image. However, I don't know if the American public is really that dumb enough.
I hope not.
To accept a simple name change as a replacement for the company's vast ethical transactions. So, I mean, you know, companies have changed their names in the past, you know, after major scandals before. I don't know if you're old enough to remember ValueJet. They became a company called AirTran, right? WorldCom became MCI after, you know, their huge corporate blow up. You know, and their founder being put in jail, Bernie, whatever his name was. Anderson Consulting became Accenture. Okay, there was a huge scandal with Anderson. You know, they thought they'd never recover from it, but they became Accenture. Now, you know, Accenture is a powerful, IT consulting company, and business consulting company. Blackwater, remember the Blackwater scandal with all that stuff in Iraq? They became a company called XE or something like that. And Philip Morris, the tobacco company, you know, that where everybody, you know, died of lung cancer and whatnot, became Altria. So most people who have lived through all these scandals still remember this stuff. And I think Facebook has become so notorious with what has happened recently, in that they have affected millions and millions and millions and millions of people. And what it has done to our, you know, government and how people now perceive each other as two distinct separate groups, and the bifurcating of the country and all this other stuff that has occurred, that any name change is going to have a permanent stain on it. Right.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So let's be clear. This Meta is the parent company that it's kind of like what Google did with Alphabet, right? They created a parent company and underneath that are all their different companies and brands. So Meta is the parent company of Facebook now, and Facebook still exists. The social network is still Facebook.com and, you know, the Facebook app. But then there's also Instagram, WhatsApp, Oculus, and all these other brands that are now underneath the Meta umbrella, right? And again, this was, according to Zuckerberg, their way of signaling to the general public they're more than just Facebook, the social network. They are Meta, the brand that has its toes and fingers in a lot of things, one of which is the metaverse. And look, I understand where they're going with this, but I have to laugh because it's... To me, it's a big joke, and we'll dive into it more. But Perlo, what is the metaverse?
So I think, you know, the timing of this name change, I think, was something that they probably have been working on this for quite a while, right? This is not something that they did overnight. Like, we need to change our name because all the crap hitting the fan. They've clearly been working on this for a long time. It just so that this was actually probably very good timing for them to do this, knowing that all this other stuff was going on. I think that they see the writing on the wall. I think that they probably believe that their traditional product lines have a limited lifetime. In other words, you know, eventually the Steam's going to run out of Instagram. The Steam is going to run out of traditional Facebook product. And they will need to take all their money and investments and go and just do something else, a next generation of products to attract a next generation of users. So, but let's talk about, you know, this metaverse thing, because I think there's more to it than just this simple name change and attempt to wash away reputational damage, right? I'm going to admit that I actually had to Google, what is the metaverse? And I was half expecting, you know, Lawrence Fishburne, you know, wearing dark sunglasses and a black weather trench coat, you know, to go, you know, knocking on my front door and offer me a pill. Red or blue. Jason, what is the metaverse? Effectively, you know, this is the new name for virtual reality, right? Such as the kind that this company is developing, again, for its Oculus headset and games, which will now have Meta branding, not Facebook branding.
Right.
But in particular, this term is honing on the idea of connected virtual worlds, right? In the sense that websites are connected to each other through apps and protocols and stuff like that, right? A standardized internet, a standardized web. So Meta is hoping to usher in a standards-based virtual reality internet, right? Just as the web is a standards-based internet.
Yeah, so if I understand the vision correctly, we will all, during the next 100-year plague, let's say we live that long, right? These COVID vaccines that we've both ingested and had shot into our arms are actually the fountain of youth, and we live long enough to see the next 100-year plague. Instead of sitting in front of a video camera and a computer screen with a microphone and doing our Zoom calls, we will instead have Meta Rift headsets on our face with our custom created 3D avatars in a room with our coworkers that can give us demos, product demos, and go over, you know, planning sessions. So instead of looking at a flat monitor in front of us, we'll live in a 3D world and have, instead of Zoom fatigue, we'll have VR fatigue. That's essentially the metaverse. As far as I understand it, we're just going to live in these worlds and interact with each other in these worlds. Instead of posting on Facebook, you'll go into the metaverse and hang out with your buddies.
Yeah, I don't know if I like this particular science fiction movie. I think we've seen this one a couple times before. I don't have a good experience with AR VR worlds. I don't know. I mean, do you remember that Second Life thing from years and years ago?
Yeah.
I felt that, and there was a lot of corporate investment in that. You know, big companies like IBM and stuff, you know, actually had their presence on this thing for a while.
Really?
I felt that this thing was like really janky, didn't feel real enough. And after a while, it got immensely boring. And, you know, I played with different AR, VR headsets for different things. Like I've played with them for vertical market type applications, for aerospace use, engineering, medical, that kind of, and that stuff is cool. It has a very specific use case. You know, if you have a very limited model that you're producing, like if you're just looking inside of an aircraft or a space or spacecraft, or even inside the human body, and you're doing surgery or whatever, you know, that's a very specific model. You're an end user. You're the single user interacting with it. Maybe you might have a few other people that help assist you, but it's not this massive multiplayer giant, you know, thing that's supposed to replace reality. Right. It has a specific use case, and those work great. But the games I've seen that are massively multiplayer, I don't think they work very well. Now, granted, the technology that we're seeing today coming out of Oculus and some of the others is going to be a lot better. Right. But can you imagine the sort of trolls and the type of misinformation that would live in an AR VR construct, right?
Well, I've seen Ready Player One. Yeah. So I can't.
Yeah. I mean, exactly. Like not just some one-off massively multiplayer online role-playing game that runs today that has some thematic element, right? Like Star Wars or Marvel. I can see a Star Wars AR/VR being fun, or a Marvel AR/VR being like I could dig being a superhero or a Darth Vader, you know, dark Jedi or something like that, right? That would be fun. I could, you know, force choke people at the, you know, at the end of the day when I get sick at work, you know, somebody annoys me. I'm like, I really want to force choke someone to death. That would be awesome. I could see myself doing that. But run by Zuckerberg and his gang of Silicon Valley snapperheads. I don't want to experience that at all. If I had children, I would be preventing them from using it. I would be that bad parent that said, no, you can't have one. Right. Think of how addicting something like Minecraft is. Right. Which is, again, is a game. It's a specific use case game. Right. And then add Meta's ethics and business model and practices on top of it. Right. It does sound like something from a nightmare from Black Mirror or a crappy Netflix or Amazon Prime movie, right? Not even Ready Player One, something worse than that, you know, in terms of production values and bad actors. Exactly like that. So clearly to me is that Meta and Zuckerberg, they see this kind of web-based internet that Facebook and its platforms run as outdated, or there's going to be outdated after they develop their metaverse and get presumably, you know, tens of millions or hundreds of millions of people using it. And I think that is a huge gamble to assume that, one, it's going to be standardized, right? And two, that they're going to have the lion's share of it.
Right.
Also.
Yeah. So I'm with you. I haven't had good AR, VR experiences. AR is right now limited to what? Our phones, and I'm not going to carry my phone around or my iPad around using AR to play a Lego game or whatever else. It just doesn't happen. It's not a good experience. And Google Glass, you know, we've talked about it on the show in previous episodes. I had those. I used that for quite a while, and it was an okay AR experience, except for the whole glass hole portion of it. And, you know, just the experience of wearing it in public at times was very unsettling. And awkward to say the least. But VR, it makes me sick, at least the headsets I've used. Now, granted, I have not used an Oculus headset, so I don't know. I've heard the faster refresh rates and the what they've done with their lenses and the processing power helps eliminate some of that motion sickness. But any time I've used VR, it has ruined my day. And that's within just a few seconds. I've actually played Minecraft in VR, and all I did is chop down a tree, and I was sick for the rest of the day. It's just the way my body and my mind works. Mm-hmm. I can't do it. So putting on these headsets and living in VR, transporting myself to different virtual reality worlds, and actually Facebook or Meta is calling these Horizons. So there's Horizon Workplace. They already have this product for meetings and whatnot, like I was talking about earlier. And there's Horizon Home, which is where you would go to game and hang out with your friends. And, you know, I don't know if you could drink virtual cocktails and beers or whatever it is. But so the Meta has Horizon, which is what they're calling where you will hang out and or work. So yeah, you know, VR is something that is not super appealing to me. Maybe I need to get an Oculus headset and see if that doesn't, you know, get rid of the motion sickness that I experience from it. But look, I would love to play a Star Wars game, to your point. That would be a lot of fun, I think, with the lightsaber and, you know, going through training like Luke does and all that stuff, which I know exists now. So, but I think it still would be a ton of fun. So like we were talking about, Meta is now an umbrella company, kind of like Alphabet, or just like Alphabet is for Google. But there's a big difference here in that, and we already hinted at this as well, that Meta is going to use the Meta name for some of its hardware. Google or Alphabet doesn't do this for any Google products or any products that fall under it. They each are their own independent names. Google has its Pixel line. It's not the Alphabet Pixel. It's the Google Pixel. Whereas Facebook has announced plans to replace the Oculus name with Meta. So Oculus Rift 2 becomes Meta Rift. And The Verge has also reported that Meta has told them that all of the Facebook portal devices, which they have plenty of now, there's some great looking products. I'm not going to lie. They look awesome, especially the portable portal that you could has the handle and you could carry around the house with you. It's battery powered. Those are going to become Meta Portal, which is their nod to these are ways of entering the metaverse and interacting with the metaverse instead of just being a Facebook product. And I have a Facebook portal. It's the really big one that rotates. I've used it for a little while. I ended up disconnecting it as things started to get worse and worse with Facebook. And as I left and stopped using my main Facebook account about a year ago now. So I'm with you on the hardware inside the home. We've talked about it many times. I have a lot of issues with it, with something that's always on and always listening. That said, I do have a review sample. What is it called? The Facebook Stories glasses, the Ray-Ban partnership that they did with the glasses that have cameras embedded in them. So you could take videos and record pictures and stuff. I do have a review sample of that on the way. It's supposed to be here any day now. It was supposed to, you know, take a couple of weeks. And I think it was about a month ago that I talked to them. So I should be receiving those. I do plan on testing them. I think there's a lot of value in wearing, I wear glasses anyways, and having cameras on your head.
I do think like so. Guys, yeah.
I liked Google Glass. I have the Snapchat spectacles. I think that's what they're called. Their glasses. There's a lot of value in that kind of stuff to me, at least personally, in capturing memories in certain moments from the same level that your eyes are at. So I do plan on testing those out. Are they long term? I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. But you know, getting more hardware than that inside my home, I'm gonna have a really hard time. Now, these aren't in our show notes, so I don't know if you're prepared to talk about this, but Facebook announced yesterday it is ending its facial recognition program and deleting all the data for 1 billion users that had opted into it. I've been opted out of this since they allowed you to opt out of this years ago. But I want to know, what do you think? Is this a way of earning back some, you know, is this a sign of goodwill showing some?
Well, I'm definitely in the don't tag me bro camp. Right. When my wife and other friends attempt to use, like when it says, hey, you've been, you know, recognized in this picture. Do you want it added into your timeline? I'm like, hell no.
Yeah, I have to approve everything too.
I approve everything and I just delete. No, I don't want it in my timeline. So I'm the jerk that does that. You know, when we have parties and stuff and people want me in pictures, I don't want it. Do I think it will build up trust back in Facebook? Not necessarily. I think, you know, this is sort of a here's our token thing that we're going to do to make you feel better about us at this point. I think the damage has been done already. Whatever. Great that they're doing it. I still don't freaking trust you. Let's get back to the camera thing that you're talking about with the glasses. We could probably have an entirely different show about life logging, because I think that is a very interesting topic. Yeah. We've seen it explored in science fiction and in other things where, you're recording every aspect of your life for preservation purposes, for the people who know you and all that kind of stuff, or to celebrate your life eventually, should something happen to you. I do think now that, we are in an age where people get very highly confrontational in public about minor things. And it is good to, especially when we're dealing with things like law enforcement and other people in public, that may be good to have an automatic record of what's happening to you in public. I think that there's a general expectation that when you enter a business or you walk into a building, that you are being recorded for your behavior. So I think that people that are, inclined to do criminal activity, they must know at this point that you're going to get caught if you aren't, masked or disguised or something. And even still, you're going to be captured every aspect around from a surveillance point on a business. I was, just walking in to buy ice cream the other night at my local, ice cream parlor, and I saw that camera pointing right at my face. And you tend to behave a little bit differently when you have a camera pointing at your face. So if we knew that everybody wearing glasses was potentially recording us, not just holding up a cell phone at us and then suddenly, oops, we need to change our behavior, right? I think people's behavior in public would be different. I think people would be less jerk-offy in public if everyone had cameras on them.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with that completely, because the videos I've seen, especially during the pandemic, of people acting out, it almost is like the camera entices them to act out even more, at least when it's a smartphone camera.
Really?
Maybe. Huh. Yeah, I mean, dude, go on Reddit and just look at some of the, what is their...
Public freak out.
Yeah, just go on there and watch some of those videos. The camera just eggs them on. But I don't know. We've kind of gotten used to the fact that even on when you walk down the street and, there's street lights or whatever, each corner of the street in a major downtown area has cameras on it. You're constantly being watched on cameras. You enter a business, you're on camera. I don't even think about it anymore. Unless you see, you walk into Walmart or Target or whatever, and they have a TV screen hanging down from the ceiling to remind you that you're on camera or whatever. So I'm looking forward to testing out stories. I believe that's what they're called. And if I'm messing that up, I apologize. But that has to be a way of them collecting data and taking steps towards AR glasses, right? And seeing how they're used. And this makes them direct competitors with Apple and, to a lesser extent, Google, because Google kind of gave up on Cardboard and all their AR, VR stuff. So Samsung as well.
Yeah, I want to get back to the hardware thing, because look, the hardware, the biggest obstacle to VR and AR headsets was the price of these things. These things were, $1,000 plus, maybe multiple thousands of dollars when you get into the much higher fidelity ones with better sensors for acceleration and better quality displays. And they were big and heavy and expensive, right? Which is why we really only saw them used in things like, aerospace or medical. The HoloLens, the price on it got down, but it's still a fairly hefty piece of equipment, right? So look, the miniaturization is coming. The price point on these things are coming. We can see now that the processing power we can put into an ARM chip from Apple, that's been demonstrated very clearly now, recently, what they're capable of doing. So we can miniaturize. So we know that there are other companies that are much more trusted than Meta that are known to be working on VR and AR headsets and related technologies, right? Apple. We know for sure Apple's been working on it. Just because we know that they haven't said anything, we know from ARKit we've seen it on the iPad, in the iPhone. We know every WWDC, they have a session on it. We know that there's going to be dedicated hardware for this at some point.
right? Yeah, eventually.
Eventually. Now, they may be keeping their mouth shut on the hardware, but we know that it's coming. For sure that it's coming, probably in the next 2 years. Probably at the same time that Meta ends up rolling out products. So the two companies are going to be direct competitors. Absolutely. We don't know what Google has continued to do with their hardware internally. I don't believe for a fact that they've completely abandoned it. I think that they've continued to refine it, and they're looking at ways of eventually releasing something. But all these companies have huge ecosystems, right? Particularly Apple and Google. And I would not put Amazon or Microsoft out of the running on this either, right?
Right.
I wouldn't assume that any of these either would necessarily want to interoperate with Meta's ecosystem. Assuming that Meta's, you know, Horizon isn't just some app that you can just load onto these things, just like we can load Facebook onto a smartphone, right? So I think that the competition is going to be fierce and isolating, right? I think that these are going to be closed ecosystems. I don't think there's necessarily going to be a desire to turn Facebook's ecosystem into this metaverse that everybody wants to use across clouds and across, you know, across devices and things like that. I just don't see that necessarily happening now.
Yeah, I don't either. All right, so let's wrap this up with some final thoughts. I guess I'll end it with asking you, are you going to join the metaverse? And if so, would your avatar look like you, or would it be like some weird Greek character, crazy animal looking thing?
You know, I have so far rejected the idea of putting Facebook branded hardware in my house, you know, no matter how attractive they looked, because I flat out do not trust the company. Now the company is presuming they're going to double down on this VR based hardware. I will never own one of their hardware products if I can avoid it. And I'm going to be very reluctant to use their VR platform, their metaverse, even if I say in the future we have access to headsets from Apple, Google, Microsoft that can use it, right? I after this entire imbroglio with the Facebook papers and everything that we know about how this company works internally from an ethical perspective, I want as little to do with them as possible going forward in terms of new ventures, current ventures, what have you. I'm sick and done with them.
That's a pretty strong statement. Fair enough. Yeah. I'm not going to sign up for the metaverse tomorrow. I don't look forward to having meetings in the metaverse or Horizon's workplace or whatever we're going to call it, or Facebook or Meta is going to call it. But I'm intrigued by it. I'll admit that. I'm intrigued by what the future truly is. I don't want to wear a headset all day long and work in a headset. But I think there's an appeal there. I don't know if Meta and Zuckerberg are right about it, but in breaking the daily routine of staring at a flat panel in front of us and clicking on a mouse and keyboard. I don't know. I don't want to do it long term. I would tested it out, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. And that's kind of where I end on it, I think. And I don't trust Facebook any more than you do, or Meta any more than you do, Perlo. I want to be very clear about that. And that's kind of why I've stopped using the main Facebook app and website. And still, I realize there are still apps that I use that are owned by Facebook, but you just can't get away from them all. So, yeah, I don't know. We'll have to see what the next year or two holds. The Meta Rift 2 or Oculus Rift 2 is down to $299. It's tempting.
That is cheap. That is very cheap and tempting.
It's very tempting to pick one up just to see, one, if the motion sickness is there with high-quality hardware, and two, what all the hype is about that Zuckerberg really thinks is the future of his company. For, I mean, Facebook has made him billions and billions of dollars, and for him to start to slowly walk away from that towards this other vision, there has to be something there, right? Like, he's smart, obviously. He's very smart. And so, I don't know. I'm metaverse curious, I guess, is where I'll leave it.
Yeah. I'm curious about you know, augmented reality and virtual reality. If I can find an application or use case that makes sense for me, like,
yep. I could
definitely see them for watching cinematic movies to replace a movie theater, right? If you have it combined with the surround sound and all that, like you have inside if they came up with an AirPods Max that had a screen on it with goggles, and you could do all the Apple TV stuff with it, and you know, you can cinematically see the parallax and all that kind of stuff in a surround sound type of, where you basically have, you know, 100-foot screen in front of you virtually. I could see that for sure. Yeah. I would buy one of those just to use it for that purpose. I would love to use it for that purpose. But, and yeah, maybe some other games and things and potentially telepresence. But, you know, I'm going to walk into this world in a very careful manner, so to speak.
Yes. Yeah. Tread lightly digitally, something like that.
Yes.
All right. Hey, thanks for listening. Maybe we'll see you in the metaverse at some point in the future. If this really catches on, maybe there's a Jason Squared get together in the metaverse, Horizon's home.
Yeah, here we go.
All play Star Wars and we'll run away from Perlo as he tries to use the Force and choke us out or whatever.
There you go.
Was saying
exactly.
Earlier. But thanks for listening. I'm Jason Cipriani.
And I'm Darth Vader. No, I'm Jason Perlo.
This is Jason Squared. Make sure to check out more of our work at ZDNet.com.